Chapter 35, Nectar Devotion, Neutral Love of God, Shantarati, Shantarat. So Rupa Goswami begins the chapter with Mangalat Acharan, some preliminary prayers to invoke auspiciousness before discussing this. This is the Paschim Vibhag, Western Ocean of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He uses the word in his prayer, Rupa Goswami uses the word Sanatan to indicate the eternal Lord, Sanatan, Sri Krishna, and also his spiritual master, Sanatan Goswami. By addressing his prayer of auspiciousness, Mangalacharana, to quote Sanatan, Rupa Goswami seeks the blessings of both Krishna and Guru simultaneously. On 285, Srila Prabhupada states, Sri Rupa Goswami offers his respectful prayers to the eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always so beautiful, and for whom the pure devotees are always engaged in transcendental loving service. I offer my respectful prayers to Sanatana Goswami, whose devotion for the Supreme Lord is beautifully resplendent, and who has great love for the Vaishnavas. Another meaning of the word Sanatana means he who bears the extremely heavy weight of thinking about the spiritual and material welfare of the author, who is ignorant. In these prayers, Rupa Goswami is describing himself as being helpless and ignorant and utterly dependent upon the support and protection of Sanatana, his elder brother, who he accepted as his Shiksha Guru. This is a overview of this Paschim Vibhag, this western ocean of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of Bhakti Ras. So we just concluded the southern ocean, Dakshin Vibhag, which describe five elements of rasa. In other words, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhavs, vyavachari bhav, and sthayi bhav. In the section on Sthayi Bhav, Srila Rupa Goswami introduced five direct moods of affection for Krishna: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. The western ocean has five waves. The first wave describes Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvic Bhav, and Vyabhachari Bhav that heighten Shantarati to Shantaras. The second wave does the same for Dasiras, the third wave for Sakiras, the fourth wave for Vatsaliras, and the fifth wave for Madhuriras. So each of these waves, which is another way of saying chapters, five waves or five chapters, they describe the five different Sthayi Bhavs or Sthayi Rati and how the different elements of ras combine together and produce that particular ras, which is known as Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, or Madhuryaras. This chapter, or rather, this first wave of the Western Ocean describes neutrality, as Prabhupada gives a chapter title, Neutral Love of Godhead, which means Shantarati, which when combined with these other bhavas produces Shantarasa. When one can maintain a transcendental position of neutrality or indifference to external objects, sense objects, one becomes qualified to achieve love of Godhead at the stage of neutrality. On page 285, Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada says, when one is actually able to maintain the transcendental position, his stage is called neutrality in devotional service. There are two types of souls in the transcendental position. Both are free from material desires, but one is inclined to appreciate the impersonal absolute, while the other is inclined to appreciate the personal absolute. In other words, the Vaishnava and the Mayavadi. So Prabhupada gives an example. of the two. The first is the impersonalist, who is transcendental, free from material desires, but he appreciates the impersonal aspect, or Brahman aspect, Prabhupada writes, 285. Some great sages have attained this neutral position by practicing austerity, penance, and meditation to control the senses. Such sages are generally called mystic yogis, and in most cases, they are inclined to appreciate the spiritual pleasure of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Second category is the personalist, or the Vaishnava. A personalist is far more fortunate than the impersonalist, because he is inclined to appreciate the Lord's form. The happiness derived from direct perception of the Lord's form is far greater than the happiness derived from impersonal Brahman, because without the Lord's form, there is no possibility of relishing rasa. Prabhupada says in 285, actually, the transcendental pleasure derived in association with the Supreme Person is far greater than the pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization, because of the direct meeting with the eternal form of the Lord. Although neutral devotees may be qualified to receive darshan of the Lord's form, they are not qualified to experience his pastimes until or unless one has dasyabhav. One cannot achieve this qualification to experience Krishna's pastimes. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, he defines Shanta Bhakti Ras in this first wave, verse 4. He says, Vakshyamane Arvibhavadye Shaminham Swadyatam Gataha Stai Shanti Ratir Dire Shanta Bhakti Rasa Smritaha. If Shanta Rati, Stai Bhav, mixes with the elements of Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvic Bhav, and Vyavachari Bhav, which are appropriate for Shanta Ras, these will all be described, and becomes very tasteful in the hearts of devotees who are predominated by Shama or equanimity, it is called Shanta Bhakti Ras. And now let's examine the different types of bhavas which combine together to produce Shanta Ras in the devotee who has the Stai Bhava of Shanta Rati. The Vibhava, of course, is made of two subdivisions, Alamban and Udipan. And Alamban has two further divisions, Vishaya Alamban and Ashraya Alamban. So in Vishay Alamban Vibhav, the Vishay, or the object, is Krishna. Krishna as the object of neutral devotion. Rupa Goswami describes the object of Shantaras as the forearm form of Vishnu with his specific qualities. In other words, one in Shantaras or Shantarati, he will worship Chaturbhuj Narayan, Lord Narayan or Lord Vishnu. That will be his Ishta. Prabhupada writes in page 286 in Nectar Devotion, the form of Vishnu. Great sages situated in a position of transcendental neutrality take shelter of Lord Vishnu in the beginning, the four-handed form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Prabhupada, in mentioning this, Prabhupada cites three Vedic references. He cites Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 54th verse. Ramabhuta prasanatma nasochati nakankshati samasraveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. Then a verse from Rig Veda, which is mentioned in ISKCON Deity Worship Book. Om tad vishno paramam param sada pashyanti suryo jujiva chaksurtam tapi praso vibhivanyo jujivam sar vishno yat paramam param. And then from Srimad Bhagavatam, Ate vidu swarta katim hi Vishnu Tarasya ye bhayatamanina. Which is 7th canto, 5th chapter, 31st verse. The qualities of Vishnu. This is rupam and gunam. How the Shanta Bhakta, or one in Shanta Rati, experiences is the Vishaya Lamban, Krishna. First he worships Krishna in the form of Vishnu, and the qualities he appreciates. Vishnu is appreciated by the Shanta Bhakta as being completely peaceful, completely controlled and pure, merciful to the devotees, and untouched by any material condition. And Srila Prabhupada states that on page 287. So the Vishaya Lambana of Shantaras is Sri Krishna manifested as the personification of eternity, cognizance, and bliss, the pinnacle of Atmaramas, Parabrahma, with human-like appearance, in other words, four-handed Narayan and the Paramatma. Generally, Shanta Bhaktas are those in neutral love of God. They worship Paramatma. The qualities Vishnu exhibits are that he is peaceful, Shanta. He endures even intolerable distress, Danta. He is free from all sins and he purifies others of sins, Shuchi. He is in full control of his senses, Vashi. He is never controlled by the dictates of Maya, Sada Swarupa Samprapta. He bestows mukti on the enemies killed by him, Hatari Gatidhayaka, and he is omnipresent, Vibhu. Those who are situated in Shanta Ras are attracted to Paramatma and to the four-handed form of Sri Narayan, who is the Vilas expansion of Sri Krishna and the lord of the Paravyam or Vaikuntha, the majestic realm of the spiritual sky. Their attraction is not toward the two-handed form of Krishna. Now that's the Vishayalamban, the object. Now the shelter. Krishna is a Vishay, and the devotee as a reservoir of neutral devotion, or which is called ashray, shelter, reservoir. Rupa Goswami mentions two types of devotees who are the shelter of Shantaras. One is Atmaramas, who are self-satisfied souls, and the second is Tapasvis, that means yogis or renunciates, who undergo penance and austerities. Shantabhaktas are those whose rati, or affection for Krishna, is predominated by shama, equanimity. They are the ashraya lamban of Shantaras. So the Atmaramas are described as, again, those who take pleasure in the self, and the Tapasvi Gan are that group of sages who undertake austerities with faith in bhakti. Examples of Atmaramas as the Ashraya Lamban of Shantaras are Sanak, Sanandan, Sanandana, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar, who are devoid of mamata, or the sense of possessiveness in relationship to the Lord. Yet they are firmly fixed in the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Nishtha, and who propound the path of bhakti are among the great, are prominent among the Atmaram Shantabhaktas. The Tapasvigan are those who adopt Yukta Vairagya and practice Bhagavad Bhajan, knowing that without bhakti, mukti cannot be obtained. They are called Tapasa Shantabhaktas. They have faith in bhakti only as a process for attaining mukti or liberation. As long as they take up the limbs of bhakti with the desire for mukti, Shantarati, which is the basis of Shantaras, cannot appear in their hearts. If such jnanis give up the desire for moksha, then, by the mercy of the devotees of Sri Krishna, bhakti, or in other words, Shantarati, appears in their hearts. At that time, they may also become the Ashraya Lambana of Shantaras. So Atmaramas and Tapasvis are usually impersonalist, but they can develop faith in Vishnu Bhakti if they are fortunate enough to contact a pure devotee. This faith promotes them from impersonalism to the status of neutral devotees. Prabhupada explains in 287, after Brahman realization, when a liberated soul comes in contact with a pure devotee of Lord Krishna and submissively accepts the teachings of Krishna without misinterpretation, he becomes situated in this neutral state of love of God. The best Atmaramas are the four Kumaras, who appear like naked young children, 4 or 5 years old, with fair complexions and bright effulgences. These four brothers usually stay together. Page 287, Rupa Goswami indicates their mood of devotion. They say, O Lord Mukunda, only so long as one does not happen to see your eternal form of bliss and knowledge can the impersonal feature of the absolute truth known as Brahman be very pleasing to a saintly person. So the four Kumaras, they wander around the world in the form of Bal Sannyasis. At first they were inclined towards Nirvishesh Brahma, but later they became attracted by the sweetness of Bhagavan's form, and they engaged in the worship of that Murti, which is the condensed embodiment of Chit, transcendence. A Tapasvi, on the other hand, takes up devotional service because he knows liberation can only be obtained through bhakti. Prabhupada says that a saintly person is one who understands fully that simply by discharging devotional service he can become confident of liberation. So such Tapasvis, they've performed appropriate renunciation by which they've already vanquished all obstacles and dispelled all attachment to the objects of the senses. However, they still have a desire for liberation. 288 describes the how a saintly Tapasvi, how his mood is, how what he thinks. This first, you could say these are three qualifications of a saint in Shanta Ras. One is the intellectual understanding, what he's thinking, what he's feeling, what his actions are. So intellectually, he understands that by bhakti yoga, he can attain liberation. And what he thinks is this, page 288, Nectar Devotion. Rupa Goswami says, a saintly person thinks, when shall I be able to live alone in the caves and the mountains? When shall I be dressed simply with a loincloth? When shall I be satisfied simply by eating a little fruit and vegetables? When will it be possible for me to think always of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who is the source of the Brahman effulgence? When in such a spiritual condition of life shall I fully understand my days and nights to be insignificant moments in eternal time? So then the feelings of such a Tapasvi are also described. And then page 288 says that self-realized persons engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord always maintain ecstatic love for the Lord within their hearts. They are benefited by the rays of ecstatic moon and they are called saintly persons. And then Rupa Goswami describes the actions of a saintly person, or actions which raise one to the level of Shanta Ras. So in describing the different bhavas which combine together in Shantarati to compare, to produce Shantaras, or the taste of ras and neutrality, the second aspect of vibhav after Lambana, Vishaya Lambana is Krishna and Ashraya Lambana is the devotee, and, or well, let's say the saintly persons, the Atmarams and Tapasvis, and we heard about their understanding and how they think and what they feel. Now there's Udipana. These are objects that impel neutral devotion. These are stimulants or excitants from the environment or from some aspect of Krishna. So these are objects, and these are the Udipana and Shantaras. There are two subdivisions of Udipana. One is called asadharana, which means not sadharana, which means common. So it's uncommon, and sadharana, common. Uncommon or unusual udipanas are objects that impel devotees of one specific ras. Common udipanas, or sadharana, are objects that impel devotees of many different rasas. Further explanation of this is udipana vibhav, or things which stimulate rati for Sri Krishna, are of two kinds, sadharana and sadharana. So let's look at the asadharana udipana, the uncommon impetuses. So this is described, nectar devotion. These are uncommon impetuses, but if you also, you can consider these are the actions of saintly persons in neutrality. Rupa Goswami just lists the impetuses unique to Shantaras. The impulse of a saintly person is to be engaged in the study of the Vedas, especially Upanishadic portions, to live always in a place where there is no disturbance from the common people, to think always of the eternal form of Krishna, to be ready to consider and understand the absolute truth, to be always prominent in exhibiting knowledge, to see the Supreme Lord in His universal form, to associate always with learned devotees, and to discuss the conclusions of the Vedas with similarly elevated persons. This is mentioned, Nectar Devotion, page 288. So hearing the Maha Upanishads, living in a secluded place, apparition of Sri Krishna within the heart imbued with Shuddha Sattva, discussing philosophical conclusions, Tattva Vichar, predominance of Jnan Shakti, beholding the universal form of the Lord, association of sadhus or Jnani Bhaktas who live in the mountains and forest, discussion of the Upanishads with persons who are equally knowledgeable. These are the asadharana udipanas, or uncommon stimulants for Shanta Ras. So there's some further description here of the udipana stimuli of Shanta Ras. Hearing all the prominent Upanishads, which there are 108, residing in a solitary place, discussing and deliberating on tattva, establishing the predominance of the knowledge potency, Vidya Shakti, honoring the universal form, Visharup, associating with those devoted to Sri Hari, and who also cultivate empirical knowledge and philosophical speculation. In other words, associating with Gyan Mishra Bhaktas, reflecting upon the tattva of the Upanishads in the company of equally learned persons. So, Nectar Devotion in 288 says that hearing the Upanishads in the assembly of Brahma impelled the neutral affection of learned yogis, causing them to relish Shantaras. And that the Siddharana Udipana, common impetuses. Rupa Goswami says, smelling Tulsi offered at the lotus feet of the Lord, hearing the Lord's conch shell, seeing a sanctified place in a mountain or hill, observing a forest like Vrindavan, going to a place of pilgrimage, Tirthayatra, visiting the course of the Ganges, being victorious over the dictations of bodily demands, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, by understanding the devastation of eternal time, by constantly associating with devotees engaged in Krishna consciousness. Now, further udipanas include the inclination to diminish contact with objects of sense gratification. In other words, the desire to vanquish all sinful reactions. So these are the vibhavas, or impetuses, or tasting Shantaras. Now, of course, the Kumaras, they achieve the Shantaras by smelling the sweet fragrance of the Tulsi flowers, manjaris, and leaves mixed with saffron offered to Vishnu's lotus feet. Now the Anubhav is a manifestation of ecstasy, which are unique to Shantaras, versus asadharana anubhava, or the uncommon aspects. Page 289, Rupa lists them. They concentrate their eyesight on the tip of the nose and behave just like avadhuta. They're very careful to step forward when giving speeches. When speaking, they join together the forefinger and thumb, which is a jnana mudra. So this is some list is there. So behaving like an avadhuta or a person, an ascetic, who is beyond all codes of social conduct. Indifference. Walking along the ground while extending the vision no more than 6 feet in front. Absence of malice towards those who are adverse to the Lord. Absence of excessive affection towards devotees and Lord. Maintaining great respect for siddhita, or the disintegration of material existence and jivan mukti, or the absence of absorption in the gross and subtle body. Indifference, absence of proprietorship, freedom from false ego, observance of silence, deep absorption in the gyan shastras, and other items are the sadharana, asadharana, anubhavas, or the uncommon outward symptoms which reveal the shantarati situated within. Sadharana, or common symptoms, are yawning, contorting the limbs, instructions on bhakti, and offering pranams and stavastuti to Hari, or some of the common emotions. Sadharana anubhava are manifestations of ecstasy shared with other rasas. The anubhava is that shanta shares with other rasas. Sometimes a devotee in shanta ras yawns, stretches his limbs, and instructs on devotional service, offers respectful obeisances unto the form of the Lord, offers nice prayers to the Lord, and has a desire to give direct service with his body. These are the common symptoms, sadharana anubhavas, which the devotee is situated mentally. Sattvic bhav. It is sometimes found that a devotee in shantaras falls down on the ground. His hair stands up on his body, and he trembles all over. In this way, different symptoms of ecstatic trance are exhibited automatically by such devotees. This is page 209 or 290 of Nectar Devotion. Almost all the sattvic vikars, or transformations, such as romancha, standing in the body, hair, suede, perspiration, stumbha, becoming stunned, are visible in this ras. The only exception is pralaya, fainting and falling unconscious on the ground. However, these sattvic transformations do not extend to the stage of sudipta, which means burning. So other than pralaya, which means loss of consciousness or fainting, all the sattvic bhavas, such as ashru, tears, standing at the hair as a romancha, perspiration, sway, trembling, vebatu, and so on, are visible in the shantabhakti ras. These sattvic bhavas can manifest up to the stage of jwalita. Jwalita is a stage in which two or three sattvic bhavas appear simultaneously, but they can be controlled only with difficulty. They cannot attain to the stage of dipta. Vyabhichari bhav, 290, it says. We'll give an example of hair standing up. When Krishna blew his conch shell, Panchajanya, many sages living in the caves in the mountains immediately reacted, awakening from their trance meditation. They saw that the hairs of their bodies were standing on end. Vyabhichari bhav. Sometimes devotees in Shantaras become stunned, peaceful, jubilant, deliberate, reflective, anxious, dexterous, argumentative. These symptoms indicate continuous ecstasy or established emotion. So the Vyabhichari or Sanchari bhavs include Nirved, self-disparagement, Dhriti, fortitude, Harsha, jubilation, Mati, conviction or understanding, Smriti, remembrance, Vishad, despondency, Autsukya, ardent desire, Avega, excitement, Vitarka, liberation, so on. This is an example of Nirved or self-disparagement. Once a great sage was lamenting that Krishna was living in Dwarka, he was unable to take advantage of seeing him. After thinking this, the sage immediately became stunned. Staivav. Obviously, a conditioned soul has not developed his staivav. Becoming a liberated soul does not automatically mean his staivav is developed. If a liberated soul is fortunate, the Lord arranges to uproot the impersonal impressions in his heart, jnana samskara, and gradually the staivav known as shantarati manifests. This promotes him from impersonalism to personalism. If he is extremely fortunate, this Brahman-realized personalist can receive darshan when the Lord's form, Vibhav, stimulates his shanti rati. He can, for the first time, experience shanti rati, which is infinitely more pleasurable than impersonal realization. Shanti rati is a staivava of shantaras. It is of two types, sama equal or sandra, condensed.